Canada West TV for the opening game in UBC's Canada West season on UBC Thunderbirds Radio here on CITR. I'm Richard Zussman. Mitch Schuster should be joining me in the booth shortly. We're going to take the next half hour to go over everything you need to know about this version of the T-Birds team. And it's a lot different than the team we saw walk off the field last November with a tough loss against the Calgary Dinos in the Hardy Cup Championship. The top seven tacklers are gone from this team. Nine of the top 11 tacklers are not in the lineup today. The defense is totally new. We'll introduce you to Mike Walker. Matt Walker. He's a new guy in the secondary. We'll hear from him later in the pregame show. Dave Boyd is gone, a longtime staple here at UBC. Brandon Deschamps replaces him. We'll be hearing from Brandon a little bit later on. But this whole offense, this whole thing that UBC is going to be doing this year revolves around one guy, and he wears it twice on his back, number 11, Billy Green. He's looking to become the fifth guy in history to win two Hec Crightons. The last guy who did it was Eric Glavich. Of those Calgary Dinos, graduated a few years ago. Billy warming up here. Beautiful day at Dave Sidhu Field. We saw Green last week, but only a couple snaps for the Hec Crighton winner. He went 3 for 4, throwing for 40-some-odd yards and a touchdown to Daniel English in his debut. Coach Olson said he looked just okay in that one, missing some of the reads they were expecting him to pick up on. But the offense, although it will revolve around Billy, will also rely on that running game. And the guy who's expected to fill the void for Dave Boyd is Brandon Deschamps. I caught up with Brandon earlier in the pregame warm-up. Let's have a listen to my chat with Brandon Deschamps. Brandon Deschamps with me here. And Brandon, you had a chance last year to learn under Dave Boyd. This year it looks like you're going to be the feature back. What are you looking forward to today as we get ready for this game against Manitoba?
I'm just looking forward to getting to play ball. We've been in training camp for however many weeks, and I didn't get much reps during the Memo game, so I'm ready just to play a full game of ball. Hopefully, if I can be half the running back Dave was, I'll doing pretty good for myself.
You look pretty strong in those four carries against Menlo. Power runner, a little bit different size-wise than Dave. You're a little bit taller, a little bit wider. Talk about what you bring to the table for this UBC offense.
I think I'm a physical runner. I think once I make a decision and I get downhill, I get my shoulders square, and I do a pretty good job of finishing runs, doing my best to drive the pile forward. I'm a willing blocker. I'm an all right receiver. I'm not the best for sure, but I do pretty well.
How about Manitoba's front line? This is a defense that seems to have a lot of experience, big physical guys up front. What do you know about Manitoba?
I know that they're big and they're physical and they like to play football. They like to hit. They like to smash heads, which I think I'm going to have a lot of fun out there because that's the same kind of thing that I like to do. So at the end of the day, we'll get to see which team can be more physical.
All right, thanks, Brandon. Play well.
Thank you very much.
All right, that was Brandon Deschamps down on field level a little bit earlier during the pregame show. And we're going to see a little bit of Brandon, but obviously the offense revolves around the way they throw the football. And the guy chucking the ball, as I mentioned earlier on, Billy Green, one of the best in the business at throwing the football in the CIS. And he has a big target returning to the offense, number 81, Jordan Grieve. And it was a tough decision for Jordan to come back. A commerce student with a big, bright future in front of him, could be on the football field, but likely off the football field. Very bright future for Grieve. Last year, Green's favorite target, also an All-Canadian, 41 catches for 768 yards and 5 touchdowns. Chatted with Jordan on the field before the game to get his thoughts about entering his fifth season here on the Point Grey campus.
Here with Jordan Grieve, and Jordan, nothing more exciting than the first week of the regular season. All season's over. We're getting underway here in a little bit against Manitoba. How are you feeling?
Good. Always a little nervous. I think that comes every game. Doesn't matter how many games you play. As soon as the season starts, the butterflies start going, and you just get real excited.
When you made that tough decision to come back for your fifth year, I'm sure it wasn't to go through two-a-days and hang around and practice in August. It was to play football games. So Do you think about that at all, the preparation, what has gone into this season?
Yeah, I mean, we all know the preparation is necessary, and it gets us in game mode, and I think we're going to see if all that hard work pays off today.
We have Manitoba, a team with a pretty good secondary, including T. Sherman, an All-Canadian. You've played a bunch of them. You've played them a bunch of times in your career. What do you know about Manitoba, and how do you prepare?
They're good. They always got a lot of good athletes on their team, and I think all we got to focus on is execution. As long as we stick to our game plan and do what we do, then hopefully we'll come out fine.
Practice shows a little bit about a team, but the games really show what a team is all about. What do you expect to see out of your offense today?
Hopefully just good, smart plays, working together, and we just got to be clean, limiting the mistakes, limiting the drops, try to take care of the ball, and just let Billy be an athlete back there.
A couple new starters in the receiving core. What will you be doing as a leader to sort of get them into the game and help them through the process?
We just got to talk a lot coming out of the huddle.
A little problems there with the conversation with Jordan Greve. We'll attempt to get back to it a little bit later on in the broadcast as we work our way to kickoff here. We're 23 minutes away from the UBC Thunderbirds kicking off their Canada West season. In town today are the Manitoba Bisons. We saw them once last year, and what a bowl game it was. Manitoba in the preseason rankings this year as well as last. Expected to finish fifth. The T-Birds this year being touted as the second-best team in Canada West. If you look at the media poll, seventh in the country. But when you look at the coaches' polls for Canada West, UBC ranks third. It goes Calgary, Regina, UBC, Saskatchewan, and then Manitoba and Alberta. Last year's game, 29-23, the final score as UBC just beat Manitoba, but one of the things that was in UBC's favor last year was Anthony Coombs was not in the backfield for Manitoba, a guy who ended up becoming an All-Canadian in his rookie season. Well, guess what? He's not in the lineup again today. And that absence could bode well for the Birds as they get prepared against the Manitoba offense that features Nick Dembski. Last year in Dembski's only start, it was against UBC, and the back from Winnipeg looked pretty strong, a season-high 104 yards on the ground. We'll hear a little bit more about him from the Manitoba coach a little bit later on in the pregame show, but being given the task to stop them will be the UBC defense, especially the UBC defensive line. And there's a big hole missing today. It's Matt Martin Park, not in the lineup for the Birds. He was in a car accident earlier this week. He's out of the lineup, will not play. He's been replaced on the defensive line by Jazz Dillon, a very interesting story. Dillon started the year as an offensive lineman after coming from a college program last year. He was transitioned in the preseason from the O-line to the D-line, and he starts his first game here as a defensive tackle. So a big transition for Jazz Dillon. Also missing on defense, Adam Konar, a guy that was expected to be a big star here, led the team in tackles last year, but no longer on the team because of academic issues. So the weight will fall on Vivi Bojalev, middle linebacker, who's filling the void left by Devin Kavanaugh. A lot of holes to fill. And then also we're going to see Kareem Ba. He started a few games last year, but Ba will be stepping in. Ba was a busy man down on the field, but during his warm-up took the time to chat with us. Here's Kareem Ba pregame.
I'm here with defensive end Kareem Ba. And Kareem, no Martin Park in the lineup today, so a lot of that leadership experience on the D-line falls to you. What are you thinking about getting ready for today's games against Manitoba?
All we have to do is execute. Be prepared all week. We have the players that are capable of performing. And it just comes down to us performing.
Tough not having Martin in the lineup?
He was a big part of our defensive unit, and yes, he will be missed, but we have guys that are ready to step in, that are willing to step in, and that have been chomped at the bit to get some game action.
One of the exciting things about this defense is how young it is, and Coach Erdman earlier this week said to me, when you have a young defense, guys are sort of willing to take some risks, which can lead to some big things. What should fans expect from this UBC defense this year?
Well, we practice hard all week. We practice running the ball, flying around. So we're young, we're fresh. Mm-hmm. Expect to see us flying around with the ball.
No Anthony Coombs in the lineup for Manitoba, but still a good running back in Nick Dembski. How do you slow down the running attack of the Bison?
Get in our gaps, hold our gaps, don't get washed, do your job.
All right, thanks, Kareem. Play well.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that was Kareem Ba pregame, and pressure will be on that defensive line as they get ready for this one against the Bisons, a very good team, but we're seeing a lot of fresh faces with the Bisons as well. Brandon Bowman back. He's a familiar face, but one of very few in the receiving core for Manitoba. Andrew Smith, Danny Turek, Xavier Johnson, fresh faces, and they'll have a very a guy that they're familiar with, but not a guy they're familiar with starting a lot of games. Cam Clark will start his first game for the Bisons at the quarterback position. He out-dueled Mark Paquette and Ryan Marsh during the preseason to earn the right to play starting quarterback today for Manitoba. Brian Dobie will get into all this. He's the coach of Manitoba a little bit later, breaking down that team when we hear from both Coach Dobie and from Coach Olson. But in the meantime, let's focus again on the Birds. Let's focus on the secondary. And the secondary is where the biggest holes are. Today, UBC is honoring some of the players who graduated, and a lot of DBs amongst those names, including Chris Mark, LeVar Hayden, Sam Carino, Alex Babalos, all guys who are expected to start this year, but they will no longer suit up for the Birds. As they're done here at UBC, and that means a lot of fresh faces. We saw a bunch of them last week against Menlo. Today it counts in the standings, and today it counts for real. And in that secondary, we're going to see Mitch Lezick, Jordan Bosa, Kofi Kumamoto, the only guy who returns, but he'll be playing defensive half. He was a corner last year. Brian Rideout and Matt Walker. Matt Walker, a very interesting story. Coach Olson thinks very highly of the former Okanagan Sun DB. He also played receiver for Saskatchewan. Now he's playing a new position. He's playing in the secondary, and a tremendous athlete, one that we expect to call his name a bunch as he gets transitioned into this team. Let's have a listen to Matt Walker pregame.
Here with Matt Walker getting ready for his first start in the CIS. And Matt, you're in a secondary that has lots of holes to fill. Talk about where you come from and what you're doing to prepare for today's game.
I come from the Okanagan Sun Junior football team there. And, yeah, we got some holes to fill. We had some good athletes last year. But I tell you, these guys, we come to work every single day and we compete every single day. So I feel that we're prepared and hopefully we can compete better, if not, you know, same as the guys last year. So
Coach Olson has been touting your athleticism, the fact you switched over from receiver to DB to adapt to the defense. What's that transition been like for you, and any nerves standing on the field in the CIS and the defensive side of the ball?
Oh, absolutely not. It's just it's hard work. If you put in the work, I mean, the nerves and everything just means you're ready to go, you know. So I played receiver on the other side of the ball, and now I'm playing defensive back, so basically just switching roles. So it's been a lot of fun, but just keep training, and everything should fall into place.
Manitoba has a bunch of new receivers, most of them from the Winnipeg Rifles. Is this a team you've seen before in junior football? What do you know about the guys you're lining up against in the Bison?
I don't know, actually, about the Winnipeg there, but I do know Danny Turek. I played with him in Okanagan, so I know him quite well. He's a pretty good friend of mine. So, I mean, they got a good, talented team over there, so we're just going to have to bring in every single rep. So.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, that was Matt Walker from a little bit earlier on field level, getting ready to start his first game on defense in the CIS. A big transition for him. We're seeing some of the old Birds heading to the field now. Sam Carino, Chris Mark, LeVar Hayden, Serge Kaminsky. We're still trying to track down former Bird Mitch Schuster, who joined us in the booth last week. He's joining us in the booth all season long. He should be joining us shortly as we get ready for kickoff here. Just 15 minutes away from the season getting underway. The first of four home games for the Birds. Schedule a little bit tougher this year than it was last, and the reason I say that is because of the weather. The Birds will have some tough games late in the season. But early on, the early goings are the first game of the season against Manitoba here at home. Next week, Birds go on the road. It's a Friday nighter. You can see it on Shaw TV against Regina. Also remember, Regina-Calgary tonight on Shaw TV. Also can be seen on Canada West TV. And in about 20 minutes' time, you'll be able to see this one on Canada West TV. And then Saskatchewan comes to town, another TV game at UBC, and then another TV game, or no, that not a Canada West TV game, Calgary at UBC. And then the schedule starts to get very challenging for the Birds as the winter starts to come closer. CITR will be proud to present the Alberta game on the road in Edmonton. We'll travel for UBC at Alberta, and then the bye week, and that closing stretch, Regina at home on the 13th. Mark Mueller is back. The second opportunity of the season for the Birds to take a look at Regina, and then two road games likely to be called Saturday night, October 20th, or afternoon against Manitoba on Shaw, and then a night game Friday, October 26th at Saskatchewan, 7 o'clock. A very tough schedule for the Birds, but not worth looking ahead just yet, as it's time to sort of look back a little bit on what was last season and how good the Birds looked a year ago. They were just outstanding, and the reason why is Billy Green. And he won the Heck Crighton, looked outstanding, and I had a long time to chat with him during the week last week, and let's have a listen to what the Heck Crighton winner had to say.
Sounds funny. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Yeah, great to be back.
I'm all set when she's back.
All right, we'll get to that Billy Green interview in a minute here, but for the meantime, let's catch up with the coaching staff who we're looking at today. Is in town is Manitoba. Brian Dobie joins us, and Brian's a guy who's been around this league a long time and has some very interesting thoughts about the Canada West and getting a season underway, and very philosophical about all this. Let's have a listen to Manitoba head coach Brian Dobie to preview the Manitoba Bison.
Manitoba Bison's head coach Brian Dobie joins me, and coach, this is what we've been working for all off season. Season gets underway in the Canada West today for your team against UBC. What are the fans need to know about the Bison?
Well, yeah, it's always interesting getting started. I just finished talking to Sean Olson, and we're in the same boat. You really don't know what you've got until you see it when the bullets are flying. And really, around the league, you're really not sure about most of your opponents until you see. So that's first out of the gate. I think for us, the big question will be, it's an interesting matchup of quarterbacks today. The best player in the nation in Billy Green in his fifth year, against our fifth-year guy out of Vancouver, Cam Clark. And interestingly, this is Cam, even though he's a fifth-year player, it's his first CIS regular season start. This is it. So I'm sure he's feeling butterflies and excited, and coming back home to get his first ever start in his last ever season. And the two ends of the spectrum with Cam Clark and Billy Green, I think that's going to be an interesting thing for people to take note of today.
There was a lot made of your quarterback battle throughout the preseason. Does that help Cam get ready, and the fact that he's already beat out a few guys to earn that spot before he even steps on the field?
You're bang on with that question. That's exactly what happened. Cam came out of our spring camp, and it was a battle with three guys. Cam Clark, Mark Paquette, also a Vancouver guy, and Ryan Marsh from the Winnipeg Rifles, who was all Canadian and in Canadian junior football. And Cam came out of that spring camp number three. But his summer, with captains' workouts where they get together and they do one-on-ones, and they'll run their own version of Skelly and all that. And all I heard was Cam's presence, Cam's leadership. That's all I was getting back from players that would come into my office, and he was lighting it up, and he was a man on a mission. And you're bang on with your question. That competition, that's sport. It's the beauty of sport. Competition brings out the best in people. It should, or it brings out the worst in people. And winners, it's the best in people. So You know, Cam met the challenge, and I think that certainly did help to prepare him, no question.
Last year he came here, no Anthony Coombs. This year you come here, no Anthony Coombs. How does it affect your offense without an All-Canadian in the backfield?
Yeah, it's obviously a glitch, no question, plus our return game. He had one of the greatest field goal returns, literally, that I've ever seen. Global played it in fast motion because they said we don't have time to do it in slow motion or in regular speed because he covered about 300 yards. He's an amazing athlete. We were losing, you know, first-team All-Canadian tailback. With he's a little dinged up, and it wasn't worth it. We're hoping he's ready for next week. Nick Dembski, who's a young back and did some damage here last year against UBC in our loss here, will be the starter. And Keenan LaFrance, a former star junior player, has been in our program a couple of years, will be number two. So, yeah, that's a hit. And, you know, we're down a couple of players. We're down a starting wideout and one of our starting guards. So we've got three injured guys on offense that didn't make the trip. So Cam's supporting cast isn't quite what we hoped it or planned for it to be, but, you know, those are just excuses I'm throwing out. It's the bullets will start flying. We'll see who steps up.
You mentioned in the first answer that you never know what you get until you step on the field. So we look at last year's numbers, and I know last year's hard to look upon for this year, but your team was the best pass defense in the nation. The T-Birds, the best passing offense in Canada West. So it seems to be a very good matchup in terms of what we're going to see through the air. How good is your secondary? Who comes back? Do they have the ability to stop the guy who earned the role as top player in the country last year when he won the Heck credit?
I'll tell you what, I'll say this on the air because Billy knows it anyhow. Billy Green, I cannot tell you how much respect I have for him, and that's not a jargon token comment. I've known him a long time. I really like him and really respect him. I've got a really great relationship with him as a head coach to a player in another team. And I'm sure when it's all said and done at the end of both our careers, we'll call each other friends. Having said that, that is a great matchup. Our defensive secondary's got his work cut out. I mean, we all know that. Plus Billy's going to run the ball. It's like a fullback coming downhill at you. I mean, he's scary running with the ball, and so he poses that dual threat. He's got a great group of receivers, and he's been there. He's done it successfully. So he's got his formulas in place. Our secondary has this work cut out. We're going to start a raw rookie, a redshirt kid out of high school at the boundary corner. He's going to be tested early. There's no question. We know that. And in Cam Teschuk, we've got an all-Canadian safety who had three picks in the first half of our exhibition game. That's the other side of it, Teague Sherman.
And he scares Billy too. When I chatted with Billy this week, Teague's got him a couple times in his career.
Well, you know what? They were Facebooking back and forth. They were telling me, and they, you know, it was, hey, listen, just so you, Billy said to Teague, just so you know, I'm not throwing anything in between the hash marks in the middle of the field today. I thought it was a good comment. And Teague's a great athlete, one of the best athletes, literally in the CIS. Anchors the back end back there, but I mean, it's a field 65 yards across, and you know, our corners and our halves are going to have, you know, my biggest concern will be our young halves. They have limited experience. They've been in the CIS now a couple of years, and they're growing into it. A couple more years from now, I think they're going to be outstanding. They're right in that adolescent stage of their development, and they'll be tested today.
All right, thanks.
You bet.
All right, welcome back to Thunderbird Stadium here at David Sidhu Field. We welcome in the viewers on Canada West TV nationwide, the listeners on CITR.ca and CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Richard Zosman. We'll be joined alongside Mitch Schuster, and it's been a long wait and a bumpy off season for the T-Birds. The top seven tacklers on defense, gone. All six victories in the regular season from last year, wiped clean because of use of an ineligible player. Martin Park, a guy expected to be a star this season, out of the lineup after a car accident earlier this week. Adam Konar, now a member of the Langley Rams, a guy expected to be a star for the Birds on defense as well, because of academic reasons, no longer a member of the T-Birds. But there are some very good news here at UBC. After not getting drafted in the CFL, number 11, Billy Green, is back. the guy expected to be one of the best players, not just in Canada West, but in the whole country. Still lots of tickets available for today's game. A beautiful day here in Vancouver. If you're in town, head down, take a look at the program. UBC Athletics has done a great job. It also features an interview I did with Billy Green. For those who can't make it to the stadium today because you're either out of town or you're busy, we're going to play it for you now. Just a little bit of what Billy Green had to say in the offseason, getting ready for today and for the regular season. We're going to try to get that working for you a little bit later on, but right now a little bit of technical problems trying to get it sorted out to have a listen to Billy. But I know for sure this one's going to work. Coach Sean Olsen, caught up with him a little bit earlier to chat about today's game, get us ready for the Manitoba Bison. So here's a few minutes with Coach Sean Olsen.
We're here with Coach Olsen and Coach regular getting underway today. Manitoba in town. Anthony Coombs not playing for the Bisons. Does that change up the game plan at all?
No. I mean, you don't necessarily specifically prepare for one person in the sense that you're going to completely alter your whole game plan. And with Manitoba, they actually have three outstanding backs. So, I mean, all of them are slightly different than Coombs, so a bit of a different running style. But last year we had a heavy dose of Dembski and a bit more of a slasher and a power runner. And, we'll be tested with him and LaFrance.
Some injuries on our front. Martin Park not in the lineup today. Another blow to a defense that seems to continue to get them. What are we expecting from this young defense in the first Canada West matchup?
You know what? I got some first game jitters for our whole team. Just you see them in practice. You see them in an exhibition game, but you don't really know exactly what you're going to get until the chips are down and you need to, the game start to mean something. So I think we're going to be physical. I think we're going to fly around. I'm hoping that we don't have any big mistakes or blown coverages or missed gaps or things like that. But I'm interested to see myself how we're gonna play.
And on offense, Billy Green under center again. Looked good throughout camp. We know what to expect out of Billy, but are there things that may surprise us around him today?
I don't think so. I think that one thing that has been a focus, and I've said it a number of times, is just our ability to run the football is something that we are looking to improve. And then just in general, Billy's efficiency. I'd like to see his completion percentage somewhere close to the 70% mark if things are going the way that they should go. And I know that's a lofty expectation, but that's something that I've stated very clearly to him, and he's accepted as a season goal. And I think if we can do that, then we should be able to see an improved level of play from him, which is always saying something when you're talking about the heck, Creighton.
It is the opener. What do you want to see out of that first drive? What are you hoping, both first time you see the offense and first time you see the defense?
I don't put a whole lot into the first drive just because I've been on teams, I've coached teams where you come out and you light the world on fire, and then after that you kind of hit a lull for the next three and a half quarters, right? So, I'm hoping we go down on the first special teams and are physical and have some enthusiasm. I'm hoping that we execute regardless of what the results are, both offensive and defensively, and sort of have a slow build to having a good game and then being consistent.
All right, thanks, Coach.
No problem.
All right, that was Coach Olsen pregame. A little bit of jitters, he says. A little bit of jitters for all of us here as we're getting our first look at the Birds here wearing their home blues as the offense is being introduced today, and they're saving the best for last, it looks like, as the crowd's getting a chance to cheer on Brandon Deschamps here as he follows Misha Tile through the tunnel. Here comes Joey Gabrick, and now the guy that is so good they put one twice on his back, number 11, Billy Green. We're having a special ceremony today to honor the players that played for the Birds last season, and expected to be a part of the festivities are Justin Andrenchko, Alex Babalos, Dave Boyd, Sam Carino, Connor Flynn, LeVar Hayden, Serge Kaminsky, Chris Spark, Patrick Sullivan, and the guy who will be joining us for the broadcast, Mitch Schuster. Mitch taking care of the pregame celebration a bit beforehand. Devin Cavanaugh, Jordy Kyle, unable to be here today. And last year, T-Birds team was a true revelation for the UBC squad here on the Point Grey campus. After failing to win a home game in nearly three seasons, the Birds went 5-0 here at David Sidhu Field a year ago, and they're trying to carry in that winning streak into 2012. We're going to get to the starting lineups, but beforehand, let's have a listen to the national anthem here at Thunderbird Stadium. First, actually, they're going to hand out some jerseys to some of the guys who were on the squad last year, guys that we just mentioned. Dave Boyd getting his jersey now, married over the summer. A bunch of the guys in town for that, getting a big hug from Coach Olson. All-Canadian Sam Carino, another hug for Sam, as a thanks to him. Connor Flynn now, the guy who was ruled ineligible last year, striking out the Birds' seven victories. LeVar Hayden, one of the top tacklers on the team. One of the greats for the T-Birds, Serge Kaminsky, now working in what Coach Olson called his dream job. Chris Mark, now a safety. Fifth year, 6'5", replaced by Jordan Bosa. Mitch Schuster, he'll be on his way up here to have a chat when he's all done on the field. We'll get him to chat a little bit about the presentation and the old 87 jersey they gave him. So as old members of the Birds, these guys get the old-looking jerseys. So the old dark blue and gold is the new blue. It's like Giants blue with white numbers. So a nice ceremony to honor some of the Birds of the past. And in the past, these ceremonies have been a lot of sort of pomp and circumstance, but these guys really have something to be proud of. So now after this one, Mitch Schuster going to hang out down there to listen to the national anthem. Once we get done with the national anthem, we'll have starting lineups. Let's have a listen.
Shinerama is Canada's largest post-secondary fundraiser, raising funds for cystic fibrosis research. Join us for our main event, Shine Day, which is Saturday, September 8th, beginning at 9:30 a.m. at the Sub Ballroom on UBC campus. Join us in the streets of Vancouver, shining shoes, singing, dancing, or simply asking for donations for Cystic Fibrosis Canada. To get involved, contact us at shinerama@ams.ubc.ca or search for Shinerama UBC on Facebook and Twitter. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM. Rifflandia is back for its fifth year from September 13th to 16th. Rifflandia will be taking over downtown Victoria with nine stages and almost 120 bands, from Cake, Band of Skulls, to The Flaming Lips, The Head in the Heart, Mother Mother, and so much more music that will go all day long. There are also